Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is bad of me, I know, but when he was sleeping, I did have a look through his phone. Went through his emails and bam, there was the order confirmation from TikTok Shop.
TikTok!
£4.50.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Red love, red, red love. So what does red love signify? What does red, is that a bad love?
Red, well, she's saying,
red, then you just looked away like red love.
So what does that mean? Yeah.
It means it's a bad kind of love.
A bad kind of love.
You've walked
yeah.
away from me. It's red. All I see is
danger.
Red. Yes.
Warning.
Well, red is alert, but also red is the color of love.
Red is the color. Maybe that's something, you know, maybe there's something to say about that.
Go on.
Love and danger.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a poet and you don't know it.
Yeah. Dangerously in love. Yeah. Beyonce said it first.
Sing it for us. Sing it for us. I forgot the tune of
so
Dangerously in Love.
But she's in the white vest with the jeans. And
dangerously
white shorts.
In love with you.
No, that's a different song.
Oh, what's that one?
You set me free.
What's that?
That's a different song.
How does Dangerously in Love go by Beyonce?
That is a song, right?
Yeah. Dangerously in love.
But she doesn't say that.
Oh, does she not?
No. Silent pause, waiting for Lucy to do some Googling. She has got a song called Dangerously in Love.
Well, we did listen.
Destiny's Child! And how does that one go?
We just need the tune.
So what's the song where she's in the white vest and the shorts? The iconic
one? I've
got
no idea. Love with you.
Oh my gosh.
You set me free.
That's Destiny's Child.
Who knew?
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, well done,
so
Chins.
Dangerously in love with you. Yeah, fucking.
That's not that one. No. That's a different song.
What?
Wow.
That's a different song.
I'm in love with you.
You said, so when you're dangerously in love, it's a scary kind of love.
Yeah, because it's like, you know,
this is dangerous.
This is dangerous because I could get really hurt here.
I'm not sure my heart is safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep hold of it? Can you look after my heart?
Right.
Because I'm giving it to you.
This is starting to feel like a red love.
Red love.
Ooh. Wow. Mm. Pia Mia, we miss you, girl.
We miss you, Pia. We loved you.
We did. We still do.
Still listen to you, yeah.
Incredible, beautiful
still tune
lady.
In.
Mm. We do still tune in. We had a Pia Mia session the other day, didn't we?
I must be dreaming. You were so different. I wanna give myself away.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, no.
You can't breathe too
much. No. Do you really feel those
she
words?
She's in the recording booth.
No, right.
You must be worth it. You know, when you deep the words.
When you deep the words, we were singing that at 13.
Yeah.
I wanna give myself away. Shut up.
Stop. like, it's not normal. It's not okay.
You must be worth it.
Yeah, we won't speak on the music video.
Oh, God, the music video.
No, actually won't.
We won't speak on that.
Right. I actually have like something that's not a laughing matter.
Happy Wednesday.
But I'm going to talk about it later.
What?
I've been dying to tell you what happened to me last night, but I had to say
My God. But we've been in an hour. We've been in the car together for an hour.
I went through things last night that you're not going to believe.
What?
I've been dying for like two hours. I had to save it.
Oh, go on then.
No, you're not going to believe it.
Why?
Right, so there's that new series on Netflix. Have you seen it on the homepage? Called One Day, right? Just wait. And it's got the boy in it from White Lotus season 2.
Wait, it's not One Day Anne Hathaway One Day.
Well, wait a second, yeah? So it had the White Lotus boy in. It's 14 episodes. So I just put, you know, and obviously we, you know, Traitor's finished, we needed something to watch. Right?
Yeah, I'm desperate.
Yeah, so I put it on the other day. It was fine. I was kind of on my phone, you know, I watched 7 episodes. They were like half an hour long each episode. Just whizzing through.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And then last night I was like, right, I'm on episode 7. I may as well just finish this now. You know, it started at about 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I was on my phone here and there, And obviously it's a story of friends. Are they lovers? Are they not? And it's like, you know, years and years go by and it's that, oh, he's got a child. I've got a boyfriend. You know, it's the classic, our classic favorite
tale. We've heard it many a times, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and I'm not thinking of anything. I'm just watching. All of a sudden, she's on a fucking bike.
Bingo. Been here before.
Sophia. But why didn't I realise what I was watching?
I don't know.
I didn't realise what I was watching. She was on a bike and they were just making up on the phone.
Yeah.
They just made up over voicemail. I'm sorry, this is big fat spoilers. Smashed.
Yeah.
Car.
We've seen it before.
I didn't realise it was One Day Anne Hathaway.
So have they made a series
yes.
then? Identical
and
to
I
the film?
And I didn't realise. I was just watching it. Right,
what, the whole time
Sophia,
you're watching
Sophia,
it,
Sophia, and then
the
I was just
the
feeling the love. They'd finally got together. They were in love. I was like, oh, thank God for that. You know, brilliant, happy, happy. They just had an argument that morning. They'd made up over voicemail. She was like, I love you. You know, as she got struck down by the fucking car, he was listening to the voicemail say, you know, and she was like, I love you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then she gets literally run over by a car, dies.
Yeah.
And then it was in that moment. Because she was on the bike and I was like, hang on a second, she's not going to get smacked down, is she, by a fucking bus like Anne did? Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then in that moment, I realised it was fucking One Day and that Anne's film was called One Day.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realise because, you know, we watched that film when we were 12 years old.
We were young when we watched that.
Because then I was Googling it like, hang on a second, came out in 2011.
Wow.
You were 12 and I was 13 and we were in the cinema and we watched that. And that's ingrained
in us.
So
I guess a lot of people don't know it.
Yes.
Lydia,
right, because then I called Lydia straight away. I was in tears. I was sobbing. Sophia, I was uncontrollable.
Yeah.
Then the last couple episodes, I was sobbing. So don't watch it.
No.
Because you'll just break your own heart. And I
so
just
you didn't realise.
Sophia, I didn't realise what
you
I was watching.
You were in for the same thing again.
I didn't realise that we were watching our good old Anne Hathaway
a
struck
classic.
Down by
We've
the bus
referenced
scene.
It many a time.
Yeah, struck down by the bus scene. I didn't realise what I was watching. And
oh,
I was crying.
No.
I had puffy eyes all night.
Oh, no.
I know.
God.
I didn't know that's what I just thought it was a funny rom-com.
No. It lures you in.
Yeah, and then, I just realised that, we were 13 when we watched that film. You were 12.
Yeah.
And I thought, who let us into that cinema? It was not a fun film for a 12 and 13-year-old.
I remember us watching it in the cinema.
Yeah.
And us saying, like, watch her get killed now.
No, Sophia went, a bus is going to mow her down. And I went, shut up. They've just got together. Bloody did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think we were crying? We must have been.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I think we were like, oh my God, I can't believe we just predicted the end of the film.
Yeah. But then it's just like you're left deflated. Like at the end of the series, I was like, that was just sad.
That's why I don't watch shit like that.
It wasn't even a happy ending. Like he was just sad.
I don't like to consume movies, television, anything of the sort that leaves me feeling depressed.
Yeah. Well, I just can't believe I just got
trapped.
I stick
to Modern Family.
Yeah.
Friends. Big Bang.
Yeah. And The Iron Claw.
The Office, The Iron Claw. God, that did.
Yeah, that
but then
did
it was nice at the end when you saw the family, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I don't like to consume sad stuff because that just throws me off. What? I don't want to be sobbing at night.
Exactly.
In my house.
You should have seen me.
Puffy eyes.
So Who wants that?
No, not me.
And yeah, obviously I have that with my books.
I just didn't know what I was in for. And then, you know, I was just crying on a Tuesday night.
Should have put a bit of Michael McIntyre on to lighten the mood.
Well, then it was like 11:30. I was like, it's bedtime. So I had to go to sleep with, you know.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah, it was awful. Awful. Yeah. But yeah, I just can't believe I got trapped like that. Didn't know it was a remake. Didn't have a clue.
And then, well, yeah, be safe out there, guys, on Netflix.
When she got hit, I thought, oh, she's alive. She didn't look dead. She was just laying on the ground. She didn't look dead to me. But then she went, her eyes just went
empty.
And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, she's fucking dead.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, anyway, so sorry
Happy
about the spoilers.
Happy Wednesday then. It's not a spoiler because the film came
exactly,
out.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking. If anyone's
it's not
got,
new.
If anyone's got a brain.
Yeah.
I guess if you're younger than us, then you will have no clue. Because you were too young.
Well, then you're too young to watch it as well.
We must have just got let in because it was a 12A because obviously I Googled it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a 12A, yeah, and we were 12.
Orange Wednesday's 2-for-1, probably, most
likely. We
probably
did go on a Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, question of the week. This one, short and simple, because we were giggling about the Baddest of the Mob.
That can't be real.
How that girl, now whenever I hear that song, I just think about that poor girl.
When are you hearing that song?
Whose boy was singing that to her. I heard it in a shopping centre.
Really?
And I was like, I think I heard it in Sainsbury's. Did I hear it in Sainsbury's? No, really? I think I heard it in some shop. And I was like, oh my God,
do
them off.
You want to dance, baby?
So our question of the week this week, inspired by a recent dilemma. What's the weirdest thing someone has said to you during sex?
See, because words can really throw you off. Like, you've got to be very delicate with
your
words.
A one night stand said, let's make a baby.
Absolutely not.
Someone said, you'd look so good pregnant. Called me a dickhead in a sexy voice.
You dickhead.
Don't know how I feel about that. Say, beg your pardon.
No, I'm sorry. No one could
Language.
Say to me, you'd look good pregnant.
Especially a one night stand.
Absolutely
Whoa.
Not.
Do you want to be exclusive? Oh. Can't be asking me that in the moment. Their ex's name. I was the second person he'd ever slept with. Oh, my old boyfriend called out mummy. Shiba, it was so weird.
Wait, why?
Squeezed my boob and awkwardly said, fun bags.
No, I can't even laugh at these.
He rip it like a goddamn frog.
Rip it.
Ooh.
You know, when I'm in my most vulnerable state.
Fully sang Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk you up.
I'm the king.
I'm the king. Oh, go.
Another mummy one.
I don't like it.
Someone said, so tight like a small bagel hole. Who's saying shit? Okay,
I did not know what you were about to say. I'm glad you said small bagel hole.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh. She's just finished. Pretends to look at fitness watch. Well, that's my 10,000 steps done for the time.
Oh, with their Apple Watch still on. Oh, so are people not taking their Apple Watches off when they're
because they want to log the exercise and the calorie burn.
Oh my God.
3, 2, 1, go.
Start activity. Sexual intercourse. Go.
And
wow. Cool.
Wow.
Burning.
4 minutes.
3:59. Wow.
Wow, you really got my heart rate up there.
Amir, 200 calories. That's got to be a record, hey, Susie? You know, I've seen some people put their Apple Watches on their ankles.
No way.
So it's a proper step.
God, is it that deep?
I don't know. So imagine, let's just strap up for the evening. Brilliant.
It's like you got out from prison.
Well, I say people. I saw one lady who was on her walking pad.
She was doing
pad,
it,
and she had it on her ankle.
Wow, good for her.
Well, no, I guess it's a accurate step-ish.
Yes, right? Yeah. He called me a rat by accident.
You dirty little rat.
Sang the Gilmore Girls theme song.
What's the Gilmore Girls theme song? Lydia would know it.
Oh, I was started watching it. I know. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't think of that in the moment.
Okay. You dirty little rat.
Someone slapped me around the face and I was in complete shock. Then he said, sorry.
Oh, physical pain. Do you like pain?
I want you to put on a strap on so I can give you a blowjob. Whoa, guys. My weirdo ex said to me, tell me you want daddy's milk.
The camel's milk.
The camel. There's no way. There's no way.
Daddy's milk.
There's no way. Let me eat your dick. I'm a girl. I'm a girl.
Oh, let me eat your dick.
She's like, I don't have one of those. I'm a girl.
I just got it. Oh my God.
Alexa, play Watermelon Sugar.
Tastes like strawberries on a
style
on a summer's evening.
A lot of I'm gonna put a baby in you. You know,
in the moment they want to procreate.
Yeah, sorry, my dick's so small. There's no way.
No, please.
There's no way.
What do you even respond to that? Sorry, it's so little.
I love your body. It's so symmetric. A lot of I love yous on one night stands. Right, okay. Ask to be called captain. All aboard, captain. Permission to come aboard.
Permission to come aboard,
when we
captain.
Were about to do it, he said, let's do the deed. She put grotesque.
Let's get it on.
Bit me and said, sharky bite bite.
Please.
Oh, it feels like home.
Ew, please.
He drooled on me.
Oh, please.
Oh, I am the chosen one.
Ew, what, like your Jesus? Oh my God.
He stopped mid-thrust and said, I won't carry on unless you say yes to being my girlfriend. That's blackmail.
Bloody hell.
This girl said, this guy said to me once, this is lovely.
Oh, isn't this just lovely?
Oh. Are you enjoying this?
I'd rather
this
that
is lovely. I would take
ones.
That out of every other single one, I think. Oh, that was brilliant.
God.
What are the chances, hey?
Siri.
Isn't this lovely?
Alexa. Play Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar Lips.
Sugar Lips. Watermelon Sugar Lips. Lips.
Okay, let's get into some dilemma, guys. It's boy talk this week.
Yes.
We're talking all about these silly little boys that we have in our lives, hey?
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Sorry, it's so small.
Here. Let's do this.
Wait, what was the bagel? What was bagel hole on?
So tight, small, like a little bagel hole.
I don't know. What the fuck? So tight and smart, like a little bagel hole.
We love bagels too. Mm. Don't ruin bagels for me, please.
Oh, we love bagels.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, so we're going to quickly follow on from Valentine's Day to start this week's episode.
Absolutely.
Because we've got a couple of Valentine's dilemmas still trickling in, but we're just going to do one. And we've got here, my boyfriend is lying about the price of my gift.
I mean...
Interesting. Why are we talking about the price of the gift?
Yeah, exactly.
How's this come up?
Yeah. Well, he might just... Maybe he's just said it, you know, it was...
I spent a lot of money on that.
Keep that safe. Yeah, that was expensive, that.
Hi, girls. Been a silent listener for 2 years now.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today. For context, Name that reference, guys. Name that movie. I'm a 20-year-old girl and I've been with my boyfriend for almost 4 years.
Congratulations.
We've had a pretty smooth sailing relationship, except bickers and getting on each other's nerves from time to time. And we are saving for a house together.
Congratulations.
So with Valentine's Day, me and Brian decided we'd do gifts early as I'm working on Valentine's Day until late, so we won't be able to see each other on the day. We're both going away on holiday 3 days afterwards, so we agreed we'd do a little £30 budget, nothing major or fancy, just something to mark the occasion, show our appreciation.
That's nice, anyway, a budget, actually.
I get to Brian's and he gives me my gift. It was a box full of fake roses and a necklace.
Ooh.
When I opened it, I said thanks. And for some reason, we got onto the topic of how much it cost.
Okay.
She put, I don't even know how it came up.
Yeah.
He goes, it's about 50 quid. I ignored the budget.
Yeah, okay.
I went over budget. Now, listen, let's just say that.
Listen, I appreciate someone saying, I went over budget for you. Absolutely.
But she said, I mean, I could tell it wasn't. No offense, Brian, but it really wasn't that nice and looked a little bit tacky. Also, FYI, I'm a gold jewelry girl and it was silver.
Okay.
But I didn't say that to him because I did appreciate the gesture, the meaning behind it.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, this is bad of me, I know. But when he was sleeping, I did have a look through his phone. Went through his emails and bam, there was the order confirmation from TikTok Shop. £4.50. She said, I was shook. For context, I don't care about expensive gifts or material things.
Yes.
My dream gift would have probably been a love letter.
Yeah.
But I don't get why he lied about the price so much. I think it's really off-putting.
Yeah.
I guess I just want your girls' opinions on how I should bring it up with him without it being heated. And why do you think he would lie when he knows I'm not a materialistic girl at all? Thanks for reading.
Well, I think he was just trying to impress you in that moment.
Me too. I think he came from a good place.
Yeah.
I think he obviously didn't want to say like £4.50.
Yeah.
Because who would?
How much was it?
£4.50. So it's about 50 quid.
Yeah, like about 50 quid. Yeah, it was about 50 quid or 60, 56. Right,
about there.
Yeah, it was about a good bit more. I didn't really look at the price. You know, it's really,
you're worth it.
Yeah, I don't really look at the prices on things. You know how I am.
Doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe he just was... Yeah, just got a bit caught off guard and thought, shit, well, I can't tell you it's £4.50. So he just like, I think for him, that was just a bit of a white lie.
Yes,
I don't think there was anything malicious behind it.
No, I think
that was just a bit of like, oh, awkward.
He was trying to impress you in the moment. And then also boys don't understand that, like, we can tell...
Jewelry.
You know, it's like that when you hold up a lip gloss and you say... to the boy, how much does this cost?
Yeah.
And they'll go, 50p?
£25.
Yeah, and you're like, wait, this was a £30 lip balm. You know, it's like, it's that same thing. Like, he thinks, oh yeah, that could pass for 50 quid. I'll just tell her it was 50 quid.
Yeah,
when
realise
you're like, look, I can tell it was below the £5
would
pound
you,
mark.
So she's saying, would you say to him, like, look, I know it was £4.50.
I don't think I would, because I wouldn't want to embarrass him.
I don't think I would either.
And then moving forward, like present-wise, he's going to, get really nervous about presents
and
prices,
how much he's spending
moving forward, right? But I know what you mean. Like, I wouldn't have a problem about the pricing. I'd have a problem like, look, I'd rather you have like made a scrapbook.
Mm.
Like, if you weren't going to spend a lot of money, I'd rather you have made a beautiful scrapbook of like pictures or like written me a fucking love note confessing your...
Well, I guess it's also because like the reason we set a budget is so we're both spending the same amount on each other.
Yeah.
And I've gone out and spent my full 30 quid.
And you've spent £4.50.
And you spent £4.50.
That's actually would piss me off. Yeah, at least spend the fucking... Full fit, 30
25,
quid.
30, roundabout.
Yeah, like get me a pair of Boo Avenue slippers as well.
But I have to say, I don't actually think I'd mention it.
No, because I wouldn't want to embarrass him.
I think, like, I don't think it was a malicious, like, secrecy thing. I think it was more just, like, he found something cute on TikTok Shop.
Yeah.
It was only £4.50. He thought, that'll do.
Well,
and then he's done a white lie and said, oh, it was 50. probably in the moment.
Yeah, because he probably wasn't expecting to tell you how much it was.
Yeah,
right?
Because who is?
Because who
is?
If I can get a bargain and I'm giving it to someone, I'm not saying, oh, I got the biggest bargain on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 70% off. Cost me fuck all, have it. You know,
yeah, there you go.
Because it looks like, you know.
Yeah. So maybe it was on sale.
Maybe, yeah. Exactly. TikTok shop has loads of sales. Yeah.
I think I would just brush this under the rug if it were me.
Well, it's the same as like if you went shopping and your dad was like, what have you bought now? In that moment, you'll go, oh my God,
it
was only £4, Dad. It was on sale. It was a massive sale.
Yeah, 70%
off. No, seriously, it was 70% off. Spitting. Seriously, it was like nothing, Dad.
Really, right? It's 80 quid.
Right, but like in that moment,
I'm going to wear it all the time.
Yeah, all the time. Your cost per wear is so high, you know.
So but low.
It's so low. It's, yeah.
You're going to see me in this every day.
200 days of the year, right? But then when you ask your boyfriend how much this is, he wants to go, oh yeah, it was about 200 quid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because he wants
pretty
to
expensive.
Show... Yeah, I won't tell. I won't even tell you the price.
Yeah. God, you won't want to know.
Yeah, it cost me a lot. It cost me a lot of money. You know, it's like, because he wants to impress you.
He wants to flex.
Yeah. Yeah, like when your dad buys your mum something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Just hang on to it. Just be careful with it.
Be careful.
Well,
we should get that insured, I reckon.
Yeah, should we get it insured?
Let's put that in my home insurance. What do you think? Precious cargo. So he was just trying to,
I think let this one go, to be honest. I think,
you know, if you catch him in another white lie or another white lie, then maybe be like, look, I know you've been white lying a little bit.
There's a couple of things. Maybe just keep it in the bank for a later date.
Because I just...
If it becomes relevant again.
Yeah, because I just think he'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah. And I think...
But also then I'd be like, come on, spend the 25 quid. You've only spent £24.50. No, you've only spent...
Am I getting 20 quid cash as well? Or...
At least pay for me toes. Do you know what I mean?
Some petrol money?
Yeah, at least, you know, pay... Wait, so what is the math on that? Sorry. What is the... You take away £4.50. Take it away.
£26.50.
No. Not at all.
25.50.
Yeah, because it's that 50p.
That extra 50,
if it was 20, if it was £4, we'd be looking at £26.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's 25. Yeah, so spend the full budget. I don't want you to... This is it. I don't want you to go under budget and then lie to me that you went over budget. That's a weird lie.
Unless actually he did buy the flowers, the fake roses, plastic roses.
So you can get them in Poundland for £1.
Oh, can you?
What, a couple fake petals?
I thought I was picturing a bouquet.
Oh.
Like those ones that live in a box that you can keep forever.
Oh, was it those?
Because they could have been
I was
20 quid, 25 quid.
Some rose petal confetti in the box with the jewellery because he tried to zhuzh up the appearance of the
gift.
Yeah.
I would let it slide personally.
Me too.
I would let it
Me
slide.
Me too. But yeah, I'd be waiting for that 20 quid to come through the...
Yeah. Setting a bigger budget at Christmas,
that's for
sure.
When I open that card...
Nope. In the envelope.
Sorry, it's looking like
missing something in here. Looking for the rest of the budget. Speaking of cash,
so on the flip side, we've got on one hand we've got one boyfriend spending a mere £4,
£50
on a necklace. So that's what we say wrong, isn't it? Necklace. Necklace,
yeah.
And people say that's weird, but you meant to say necklace. Which is the one we say that people go, why'd you say it like that?
Necklace.
We say necklace.
Yeah.
It's meant to be necklace.
It's supposed to be necklace, I think.
Well, we're not necklace. So necklace.
Necklace, yeah.
Lucy, what do you say? Necklace.
We've always said necklace.
So we say necklace. Necklace.
But necklace sounds like you don't have a neck. Necklace.
Lace a neck.
Necklace. Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, so on the flip side, we've got a boyfriend spending excessive amounts not on his own girlfriend.
On his female best friend.
On his female. So boyfriend spending serious money to see girl best friend.
Okay.
This would take a lot of breathing exercises from myself.
Yes, a lot of patience.
Yeah, a lot of understanding.
Unless he was also spending a lot on me.
Yep. Yes.
But if I'm getting...
If the spending was unusual...
If the spending was...
Yeah. Well, let's picture it was that couple. You spent a mere £4.50 on my Valentine's gift.
But you're spending 50 quid there and back on train tickets.
Oh, I was picturing a £2,000 flight.
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't know where we were traveling off to. But yeah, £50 there and back.
Mm.
Crazy.
And you're thinking...
Hmm. And you got yourself a hotel.
Mm.
Right. Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hi, Susie Lou. I've got a bit of an issue.
Sounds
and would
like
love to
it.
Hear your advice and opinions on this.
Absolutely.
So I've been with my boyfriend for almost 3 years. We have met each other because I went to study abroad. Sophia, I think we might be flying. I have met multiple of his friends and have been welcomed into his friend group.
Great sign.
When we were 1 year together, he told me about his friend, Susan.
Took a year for Susie to come up. That's interesting.
Alarming.
A whole year.
Yeah. Of his who was studying abroad and visiting the home city during the summer. Okay, fair enough if she wasn't in the country, okay. But also...
Weird.
She was a very nice girl.
Oh, great.
Super friendly and just generally nice to talk to. I also met her boyfriend.
Okay, good. This is good.
I got a bit more background info from my boyfriend afterwards. They were in a friendship group of 4 people, 2 guys, 2 girls.
Hmm. Convenient.
And he had always had a crush on her.
Stop right there. Okay.
Stop right there.
You didn't need to say that.
You didn't need to tell me that.
Ignorance. What is it, chintz?
It's bloody bliss.
It's bloody fucking bliss.
Especially in this. So you're telling me now, this girl I've met multiple times, you had a crush on her?
No. I don't need to know that.
No.
Fair enough. Okay. But I don't need to know that.
No.
I don't need to know that.
Not at all.
That was a sentence you could have left out.
I always had a
crush on
her.
Because now I'm looking at this all differently.
Well, now I know
and
that...
And it's your fault.
Well, now I know if she had made advances on you, you would have gone there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was simply her having a boyfriend or her,
not
you know...
Not being interested in you at the moment.
That you ended up with me.
Yeah.
But she was your first choice.
Hmm. What am I, just sloppy seconds?
Okay.
God.
I mean, but then on the other hand, he's being honest.
Too honest for my
liking.
Too
honest, but he's being honest.
Yeah, but
he's
just being
stupid.
Would you
rather hear that from, you know, his other mate, Brian, who went, oh, you used to have the biggest crush on Susie.
Did you now?
Did you fucking now?
Ooh, that's
little crushes you.
Crush.
Yeah,
true.
Right? So at least you're in the know.
You're in the know.
Rather than not being in the know, you know.
He probably did the right thing.
Yeah, he probably did.
He just shouldn't have had the crush in the first
place.
But
it's like, we're never going to respond well to that.
No, never.
Never. He said he had always had a crush on her.
Always. God.
But because...
Not even, oh, I used to, you know, when I was actually about 12.
Yeah. I always. Fuck off with that terminology.
Yeah.
But because the other guy had one on Susan as well, they decided that neither was allowed to pursue her. Oh, so it was a pact.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. So you were both upset. So you are both obsessed with Susan. Brilliant.
Great
to know. So what, she's just dropped dead gorgeous, isn't she? Not brilliant.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
He is still besties with the other guy. So they've got this little, like, oh,
this
Susan's
pact.
The dream girl.
Right, okay. Excellent.
So he would have pursued her if it wasn't for the pact.
Yeah. And you wouldn't be emailing him right now because you wouldn't be with this guy.
Because he'd be snogging Susan every morning, every night.
Mm.
7 days a week.
Every hour, every minute, every second. You know, night after night.
I'll be
classic.
Loving you right. A few weeks ago. Okay, so this is all news to you.
Mm.
You know, like you've not heard the name Susie in a year. Now this is all news to me.
And now this is all coming out.
Yeah, right. A few weeks ago, my boyfriend told me that Susan had invited him to her uni ball.
That sounds like a date.
Yes. Where's your boyfriend?
Where's your boyfriend? Is your Prince Charming not taking you to the ball?
It requires him not only to buy a plane ticket, but also hotel nights, plural. Right, so it's not even like, look, we're all in the same city. Yeah, I'll pop by. Easy, I'll get the train down. You know, I'll bring get the tube over.
Bring a couple friends.
Yeah, and then I'll head back up to
it's
mine.
It's a big social.
After. He likes her so much and he's so fond of her that he's going to fly there and spend a lot of money on a plane ticket and pay for like 3 nights in a hotel.
Well, it's like, can you not say no to her?
Yeah, it's like, we've never been on a staycation.
Hmm.
In fact, in 3 years, we've been on one holiday.
Yeah.
And we split that 50-50.
Yeah.
And you're
Susan calls.
Susan calls and you drop.
Everything
dropped.
Let's go.
And you're going to even like, what do they tie on the corsages?
Corsage, yeah.
You look gorgeous tonight, m'lady.
What, we're going to get a couple's pick? Arm in arm?
What, we're going to have a matching tie and dress?
Mm.
You're going to have a yellow tie on, she's going to be in a yellow dress. What yeah. next?
What are you going to introduce me
to? A kiss on the lips.
Hmm. You come back to my hotel or what? Got an empty room there. Double bed. Bit of champagne.
We've got We've got those plastic rose petals.
Yeah.
No, I don't
get you
like
a necklace.
It.
Well,
I don't
you want
like it.
It.
I don't like it. I don't like it. She said, it bothers me to know that he has had a crush on her and is now willing to spend so much money on just seeing her.
I'd say no.
And it's not in a group setting.
Sorry, yeah. No, that's denied.
Yeah.
That's not approved holiday.
What's to say? There's been half a bottle of wine consumed. You know, that's just enough to loosen the lips.
Just enough.
All it takes
to get that haze come over you.
The summer haze.
What's that? And also,
what song is that? Summer haze.
The lavender haze. Taylor Swift.
Creeping up on me.
Yeah. This is a ball. I'm imagining we're celebrating. Woohoo!
He's knocking on. She's like, I'm just going to slip into my dress.
Zip me up.
He sniffs her neck. No, it is though. She wafts her hair around.
Yeah.
He's like,
pheromones.
Yeah. Can you just zip me up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sniffs the nape of her neck. Kisses it. She falls back.
On the
seriously?
Bed.
No, she falls back into his arms.
Yeah.
He's now got wrapped his arms around her, they're swaying. And she's like, what about Helen? Oh, fuck Helen. And there we go.
Helen who?
It's always been you.
Because it fucking
has.
It has.
No, I'm sorry to make this worse for you.
No.
For your Helen.
He's not going. He's not allowed.
He has to understand how uncomfortable this is going to make you.
It's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate. Like, how would he feel if, you know, fucking Harry Styles invited you to his uni ball?
Yeah.
And you've had a crush on him since you were 12 years old.
Yeah.
And yeah.
He wouldn't like it, would he?
He wouldn't bloody like that.
No. But she's been with this guy for 3 years, was it?
3 years?
Fuck.
But we only heard about Susan a year in.
Mm.
Don't like that. So it bothers me to know that he has had a crush on her and is now willing to spend so much money on just seeing her. And every time I ask to... here we go. It's not fair. And every time I ask to do something or go somewhere, it's always too expensive.
Wow. You're showing your true colours now, aren't you, Brian?
The double standards are shrieking.
Yes. Wow.
Well, yeah, because like you said at the start, fair enough, if we'd done a couple trips here and there.
Yeah, if you had to splash the cash.
You know, if he's a frequent flyer,
yeah.
You know, it's just another flight for Brian, you know.
We do this all the time.
Yeah, you know, every month we're in a cute little cabin in the woods.
Yeah,
you
we're
know,
always planning
snogging
stuff.
Snogging in jacuzzis, right? But we're not. It's always too expensive. Yet he's willing to drop a big fat bag on.
Flights. Accommodation.
To see a girl that's not his girlfriend.
Weird.
Not the love of his life.
Whoa.
I wholeheartedly believe that neither of them sees anything romantically. Helen. What if Susan says to Brian tonight, I've always fancied you. How's he going to handle that conversation?
Why isn't she inviting her boyfriend to the ball?
Right.
Why is she inviting your boyfriend to
the
ball?
But also, why does she even need a date to the ball? Go with your friends.
And if she's inviting multiple people, why aren't you going along?
Right.
Why is she not also inviting you?
Right.
But a date to the ball, that sounds like I'm picturing just Cinderella. The two of them. Yeah.
It's giving Cinderella movie snogging. Clock strike, you know, midnight. With the masquerades on.
Let's do this.
Yeah. A corsage and a lacy thong underneath.
Maybe a corset even.
Wow. It is just that he spends so much money on a girl that is not me.
No, sorry.
That
not
is
okay.
Not right in my mind. No. When I told him this, okay.
Oh.
So you've said, look.
What's going on here, big spender?
You know.
I'd like some of that action.
The moment I want to, you know, just have a weekend away, you know, to get out of the city, you know, it's a no. But when Susie calls and asks you to fly
across
the country.
You're jumping at the chance.
You're jumping and you're booking hotels and you're buying yourself a new suit.
Mm. Stop begging it.
Right. When I told him this, his answer was, yes, if you lay the facts out like this, of course, everyone will say, don't go.
Well, okay. Can we agree on one thing then, Brian?
Then why? But then she said, but why do you still want to go? Please help. That's literally it. So he's saying, well, when you say it like that, I guess it looks kind of bad. Okay, then.
Problem solved. End of
discussion.
Save
your money. You know, you can spend that on me and you in the Cotswolds.
Mm.
Or in America, maybe. Or maybe we're Edinburgh and Cornwall.
So it's at the end of the dilemma.
That's it. Please help. The last line was that he said, yes, well, if you lay out the facts like this, and of course everyone will say don't go. But he's still going. Please help.
I mean, yeah, I totally agree with you. I would feel the exact same way. Like, if
it's not appropriate.
I've been with a guy for 3 years, we don't really tend to do much. Like, yeah, we have a great relationship, but, you know, we're not big spending on trips and staycations and things like, you know, if I'm suggesting something, he's saying too expensive.
And also if he's making a point of like, I'd rather save that money for our future, yeah, you know, shit
okay,
like that.
Lovely, lovely. Fair enough. Yeah. I don't mind about any of that.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, this girl that you've always had a crush on, that you and your friend have had to have this pact that neither
so
of you can
date her. So that you would
stay
away from her because she's so irresistible.
She's irresistible, and then she calls you, oh, we want to go to this ball
just
with
me and you,
and you're thinking, yeah, flights, hotel, suit, you
food,
know, eating out whilst we're there, drinks,
you know, I'm sure he'll be buying her drinks.
I think it's a bit of a slap in the face. I would be the exact, I'd be like, what? I'd be like,
I would feel so disrespected.
I would feel the exact same as you. I'd just be like, what's going on here? Like, do you value her more than me? Like, she seems more important to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're so willing to make all this effort, get on a flight, spend your money visiting this person when your own girlfriend, you don't even want to spend any money to go on a date weekend, a weekend away or something. I would be so confused. I'd be like, what? This doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And then if he, you know, got defensive at my point of view, it doesn't sound like he is. It sounds like he's understanding, but then saying he's still going.
Mm.
Sounds like he's saying, yeah, when you put it like that. How is he saying it? Is he going, well, yeah, when you put it like that, it looks really bad.
Mm.
Or is he going, oh, I guess when you put it like that, it does look
yeah,
like bad.
Yeah, we don't know his tone of
voice.
We
don't know his tone. You see, it can look either way.
Mm. Well, I think you just say something like, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but try and put yourself in my shoes. Like, you know that we don't really do much, or when I suggest things, you say that you want to save and blah, blah, blah. It feels like at the drop of a hat, you're willing to fly across the country to spend a couple nights with, you know, your mate, this girl, and just say like, look, you know, just put yourself in my shoes for a second. Imagine if it was reverse. And you can say like, look, I'll be disappointed in you if you go, because I thought we were saving and doing and doing that. And you're just going to blow like all this cash on visiting this girl that you've always had a crush on. And I, and just see what
not
I,
right.
yeah.
It's not right. I'd be like, look, it's really going to make me doubt some things.
Yeah,
to
it's
going to
give me a lot of question marks.
Yeah, because, you know,
I don't know any girlfriend in my life that would be okay with something like this.
No, not at all. So I think you can put your foot down here and say, this is really.
I'm not okay with this.
Making me uncomfortable. Like, it's like just the same. I'm sure he wouldn't want you to go on a little staycation with a guy you've always had a fucking crush on. Like, what?
And in a pact with your friend that neither of you can date.
That means we've got this pact where we can't date him. You know, he's so gorgeous, but we both love him.
Yeah.
And like, he's so resistible.
And he's asked me to go out there and I'm booking a flight.
And I'm like, Sophia, go. Leave your boyfriend at home.
Yeah.
Go.
It's weird.
Go spend the money. It doesn't matter. Spend it.
I know. Go. Make the memories.
Leave Priceless. Brian at home. Leave Brian at home. He'll be fine. Mm. He's just your friend at the end of the day, isn't he? Until he grabs your face and snogs your face off.
Not friends anymore, are we?
Not bloody friends anymore. We're sexual lovers. Mm.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Baby.
Okay, switching gears a little bit. Subject line is comfortable or stuck? Good question.
Good question.
Hi, girls. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 3 years in June.
Because comfortability is gorgeous.
Stunning.
But if you're feeling trapped,
being stuck is very different to being comfortable.
Comfortable is like a fart here and there, burpy burp.
Stuck is trapped wind.
Yeah.
And acid reflux.
Pain.
Yeah.
Heartburn. Have you ever had heartburn?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I. Touch wood. Yeah.
He is almost 28 and I'm 25.
Okay.
We've done so much in our time together, from traveling for 6 months.
Wow,
we go to a lot of music events. And now we live together in his apartment since April 2023.
Congratulations.
Okay. So you're coming up to a year anniversary of being roommates. We're always busy doing exciting things together, which I love. God, this is the other girl's dream from the last dilemma, isn't
it?
But I can't help but feel something is missing. I'm writing in because I don't really feel I have anyone else I can open up with, honestly, and without a biased opinion or them telling others.
Aww.
Yeah, we're here for you. I love my boyfriend so much. He is literally my best friend. We spend almost every second together. We started off in our relationship having really hot sex, and I found him super attractive, like I'd won the lottery.
Oh.
But since living together, I find myself being really short-tempered, and I'm refraining from having sex with him a lot. It's probably been like this for over 6 months now.
Okay.
At first, I thought my libido was low and convinced myself it was hormones.
Yep.
But then I find myself dreaming about other guys and thinking what if scenarios about being single and traveling alone. What if scenarios really.
That is what would do it.
Mm.
I think it's that, like, if I was single and other guys.
What would I be doing right now?
And
fantasizing.
Fantasizing about not being in the situation you're in right now and liking the fantasies.
Because,
like, if you were so in love and, like, set, you're like, oh, that sounds awful to me right now. You know?
My boyfriend and I get on really well as best friends, but he wants to have sex 3 or 4 times a week, which, if I'm honest, I just can't be bothered. Is there a certain number I'm meant to be having sex a week? Should I, as his girlfriend, be stepping up and making effort, or am I just forcing myself? Sometimes I find us having sex and I'm kind of numb in emotions. I'm not really finding any pleasure in it. Then other times it's great.
Yeah.
I'm in two minds whether I'm just comfortable and bored or if I actually need to break up with him. Mm-hmm. I don't want to end it with him, as I can see him as a great dad, a lovely, trustworthy partner. He has so many qualities that I don't think I'd find in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But also I can't seem to get past this icky feeling sometimes, and it's affecting how I act towards him. Do we just spend too much time together? They work from home all day.
Okay.
How do I find the hots for him again? Is thinking about other men a sign to end it? A side note, there's also some things I'd really love to do whilst in my 20s, one of them being a ski season in Canada, yes. maybe living in Spain for
yes,
a little bit.
Espanol.
I'm really adventurous, but he is not so much. He has a great job, really well paid, loves his friends at home, whereas I hate my job. England depresses me. Mm. I don't really have many best friends here. I'm an hour away from my family, etc. I'm trying to persuade him to come with me to live in Australia.
Bloody hell.
Permanently next year.
Yeah.
And I want to create a dreamy, sunny life together over there. I think I scare him a little bit being so daring, but should that hold me back from doing things I'd love to do in life? I want to feel like I've ticked bucket list things off my list, but also feel a sense of guilt for making him give up things for what I want. I can't help but feel I'm pushing myself away and making excuses not to be with him when actually he's given up so much for me. He has agreed to move to Australia.
Oh, has he?
He quit his job when we went traveling for 6 months. Oh. He moved out of his apartment while traveling. Okay, so he is sacrificing a lot to make you happy.
He's not just saying no to your wants and desires.
Maybe I'm a little too selfish and need to give more to him and his needs, which I think sex is a starting point. But how do I have more sex with him when I find it so boring? Boring and hard work. I've attached some pics as I know you love them.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Susie.
No. You guys can't break up.
Wait, zoom in on that, please. He's so happy. He's so happy.
You guys. Okay. Let's think about this.
Okay, so when at first,
yes,
when Susie was saying,
you felt like you'd won the lottery.
Yes, and when at first she was saying about wanting to go Canada and go
Spain,
Australia, and I thought he was like, no, I'm here.
Me too.
But the fact that he's like, yeah, Australia, let's get it.
Let's do this.
You know, and the fact that he quit his job for the 6 months, that's really
huge.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Like, you know, wanting to support you, wanting to share things with you.
Yeah, wanting to make memories with you.
Memories, wanting to be like, yeah, you know what? That scares me.
But let's do
this. Let's fucking get it, you know?
I think he sounds great.
He sounds lovely. But she's feeling like, you're feeling like there is other things I want to do. Is he, and...
I mean, I think if there's one thing, like you, I don't think you should ever feel as though your partner is holding you back.
No.
I feel it should be the opposite. Like, I think you should feel like your partner is your like champion.
Yeah.
He's motivating you, pushing you, do this, you need to do that, do that. Like, they should be really like your like backbone, you know, a real supporter.
Yeah.
You shouldn't ever feel like, oh, I'm kind of dragging him along and like, oh, is he holding me back? Like, that would be a worrying question.
Yeah, from doing the things that you want to do.
But equally, I don't think he is holding you back because he sounds like he's kind of, you know,
he's got a solid job in England and look,
he's quite happy where he is.
Yeah.
But he doesn't sound like he's
shutting you down.
No. Like, he sounds like he's all for it.
Shutting you down would be like, no, we're never living in Australia, la la la.
That's never gonna happen.
Like the fact
if you want to do that, you're gonna have to do it on your own.
Like, maybe we need to discuss about us, like if you want to move to, you know, but he's literally wanting to move to Australia. That's such a big, that's not just moving to Spain, like that's a big move.
That's moving away from all his family.
Australia.
Yeah. And being just the two of you. Like, do you know how strong you have to be about the other person to go just the two of you to the other side of the world?
Leaving his job.
Yeah.
You know, starting a new life. You know, it's not so easy for the family to come visit
you
when you're in Australia.
Billy, no mates.
Yeah, so that really shows us that he...
Yeah.
Is a, you know, really wants what you want.
Yeah.
You know, and really wants to share... That's, you know, and is willing to sacrifice for you. So then you're thinking, but then as an isolated incident, you don't really want to have sex with him. You're fantasizing about other men. It's hot and steamy.
It was hot and steamy. Not anymore. Well, you've been together for a few years.
Yeah, and you've been living, but she's short tempered with him for 6 months.
So you've been living together for almost a year and you kind of feel like ever since you moved in,
6 months in,
things have kind of like simmered down a little bit.
And you're kind of, he's Because short temper, if I was to get short tempered, then someone's irritating me.
Mm.
Like someone is like grinding at you and you're like really just, you're
things start to annoy you about them that never used to. But I also think that can come and go, you can have phases. Mm. You can go through phases. And sometimes you might be a bit more like highly strung and like, oh, you're just pissing me off at the moment. And other times you may not be. Like, you know, if you're going to have a long-term relationship, you work from home together all week.
Yes.
You live together. Neither of you are getting much breathing time. Yes. But it sounds like you go to music events. You do this, you do that. You sound like you've got a very full life together.
I know.
And I think just because your partner pisses you off sometimes, like, anyone's going to piss you off sometimes. Yeah, like anyone. A roommate who you sit with and work all day, all night, they're going to start to annoy you.
Your own mother, your own father, your own family is going to start pissing you off.
I wouldn't think like just because they're annoying you a little bit that the relationship is terrible and needs to end.
I mean, have you two spoke about the sex situation? Yeah. Like, it, you know, has it been discussed or has it just kind of, you know, plateaued and like, la, 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 because maybe needs to try some new bits out.
Yeah.
You know, because you're saying it's boring and you're just like
so
tired.
Should we switch it up a little bit?
Yeah, do we need to say, you need to be honest with him and go, look, honestly, this same sex,
it's getting a bit. Can we mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, because look, if I'm honest,
it's getting a bit predictable.
He would hate that. That, you know, if you said to him, your moves are getting a bit predictable, cool, blimey.
I know the routine.
Yeah, the routine. He's going to go into overdrive. He's going to start bringing out the big boys.
Maybe that's what you need.
Yeah.
Strike me at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be 10 o'clock when I'm fucking knackered and I want to go sleep.
Exactly. Maybe
strike
that's what he needs.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah. And just let him know that. But like, look, I'm up for a bit of, you know,
bit of razzle dazzle.
I don't want the same old.
Mm.
And then maybe that's all you need to,
you know, bring it, relight the fire.
Relight my fire.
Your love is my only desire.
Yeah.
I do think like it's so normal and expected to run into hurdles in a long-term relationship. Like, things aren't expected to be all amazing, firing on all cylinders, everything's brilliant, which is
but,
blah, blah,
then
blah,
you should
all
be able
the time.
To talk about things, settle it and move on.
Yes.
I don't like that you've been feeling a certain type of way for 6 months. Do you know
no,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I want you to like discuss it with him or you know, and because otherwise there's going to be a resentment and then there's going to be a big explosion. You're going to be in Australia and then something, you know, there's going to be a big explosion and he's going to say, I've moved my whole life for you.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's going to get bad and messy. But
I would sit with it for a bit longer if I were you.
Me too.
I think if I was genuinely in this situation, I would be saying to myself, so we're in February. I would be saying, if I'm still feeling this way in July,
I can't move to Australia with you.
Then I'm going to really think about calling this quits and breaking
because
up with you.
Because
I think you know, you need to figure out yourself whether actually this is a phase, something that actually in a few months you're going to think, oh yeah, we did go through that bit of a patch, but I'm not feeling like that anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, sometimes things go that way in long-term relationships, or you're going to be in the same spot that you're in now. And then, you know, like, look, this wasn't something that was going to go away overnight. Mm. I am actually unhappy in this relationship. Mm. And as great as he is, and as all the qualities that I love about him, I'm not, there's significant boxes that aren't being ticked.
Yes.
But I don't feel like you're ready to break up with him yet.
No.
I think you could give it,
I think you need to figure out
whether there's other things to do before pulling the plug.
I think you need to figure out whether you want to do these things and achieve these goals while being single. Like Canada, ski season.
Yeah.
Did you say Spain? Or am I making
Spain.
That up? Spain and the Australia move. Like, do you actually want to do that on your own? Because I feel like you want to challenge yourself in that way. Or do you want him by your side the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, and that's
which way
the
is
question
it gonna go?
You need to, regardless of how good he is, like you can break up with good people.
Definitely.
Good girls, good boys.
Definitely.
Like, yes, he could be a great dad, but like that's not the
We're
only
not
thing
there
that's
yet.
Gonna keep you in a relationship because he's gonna be a good father.
No,
he
needs to be a good boyfriend first.
He needs to be a good boy. He needs to be, you know, fulfilling you in every kind of way possible.
Yeah.
You know, not
and
just because
the fantasizing about other people
That could just be the lack of sex thing at the moment.
Yeah. And you may find that in 2 months' time, your sex life is amazing.
Yes. And you did say sometimes you've had sex and it is good. So I think you need to say...
Speak
about it and say, look, how are you, you know, sorry. If
how are you
not
finding
been,
it?
You know, let's see if we can...
Should we try something new?
Yeah.
Let's mix it up.
What about a little zhuzhing up in the areas?
Yeah. I think you just need to, like, if I were you, I would just be really monitoring my feelings.
Yeah.
I would be really, because you don't want, to start coasting.
No.
You don't want to stay with someone longer than what's necessary, because we've all been there and made that mistake, wasting both of your time.
Yeah.
But
it is hard. It's a hard realization to make if it's on the way out.
Mm.
And, you know, unless you talk about these things and discuss things with him, it could end in you two guys being not together, because that's what happens. It's like one person starts getting doubts, and then they've had doubts for a year. And then
internalizing it
and then we've got to break up.
Yeah. But I do think you've got something between you, because you've been together for a long time. You live together now. You're each other's best friends, it sounds like. It sounds like you've got a lot that's worth sticking around for, but equally, like,
but
it's totally fine to break up with someone who is a good guy and ticks a lot of your boxes.
And just do not make this Australia move with him. If you're not sure, because, you know, we don't want him to quit his job and leave his whole life.
No.
If you're still not sure.
Yeah.
Because, look, you can go Australia on your own, meet Cody Simpson, fall in love.
Bondi Beach,
and then,
let's go.
You know, now you're a Sydney Bondi local, and that would be fantastic.
That would be pretty nice.
Pretty nice for all of
us. I would just keep tabs on it.
Me too.
You've got a lot to sort through.
Yes. And also, there's no rush.
No.
You know, sorting through feelings and how you feel and how you want to move forward.
It can take time.
Hard decisions to make,
mm.
you know, and you're not meant to know it instantly. Like, I want to be, you're not for me. You know?
Yeah. And I think that's why I like setting a bit of a timeline, because it takes the pressure off, like, I need to decide today.
Mm.
It's like, no, we've got time here. Let me just see what's going on, see how I'm feeling.
But
we don't need to make a
hasty decision,
permanent decision off of temporary emotions.
Yeah.
We need to figure out if these emotions are temporary or actually if this is just the way my relationship
but then
is
the
now.
The golden rule generally is if we've got any doubts about anything,
they're not going to go away.
They're probably not going to go away, and we should probably act on them because you shouldn't have any doubts about any kind of decision. That's the golden rule. So are these doubts? End scene. Right. Susie Susanson here is in a pickle. This is a pickle that would pickle most, I think.
I think so. It would definitely strike a chord with most.
Yeah, and if it didn't, wow, maturity is
maturity
through the roof.
It suits you.
The frontal, it suits you. So Susie has said here, my boyfriend's mum met up with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that really stings, doesn't it?
That's really awful.
That's really going to sting, that.
I think that would make me cry.
It would upset me as well.
I think that would make me cry, because
I'd be like,
but also it's like, you know, the one person that you don't really want to be reminded of is your boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Well, it's just the fact that, like, so you two must have really got along.
You're fond of her then.
Like, your mum, you know, she probably wishes that she was still with you and not me. Yeah. And she obviously loved you two as a couple, or
she's got memories,
she loved
of the
having
two of you
around.
Together.
You obviously, you know, they had a special bond. And it's just,
she loved how, you know, she took care of his son.
Yeah. It's just sad, isn't it? It's just like, oh.
So dear Sophia and Cinzia, help a girl out, .. So I've been dating my boyfriend since September.
Oh, it's quite new.
Quite new, but also, you know, you're in the swing of things now. We met on a night out and he has been so lovely to me ever since. He has planned Valentine's Day completely and even surprised with a trip to Denmark.
Cool.
Wow. He met my family recently and they all love him. Everything felt perfect and I began envisioning a future together.
Wow.
However, this weekend when I met his parents, it turns out that his mum met up with his ex-girlfriend of 2 years on the same day for coffee. Not the same day. Double cheating. Not the
same day.
For coffee. My boyfriend was very open about this and said that there is nothing going on with his ex. However, I couldn't help but feel really uncomfortable. Mm. Yeah, and also, like, if I was the mum, I, like, would keep it to myself.
Me too.
You know, like, if I felt like I had to go meet up with my son's ex-girlfriend, I'm not fucking telling no one. You know, I'm this is my little secret. And I'm especially, you know, even if I'm telling Brian, my son, I'm saying don't tell Lucy.
And I, you know, I think I would respect for a different day.
Yeah, because I would respect the same day girlfriend.
Feels a bit like I'm being cheated on.
Yeah. And it's like,
it's a bit raw.
You smell of her too. You know what I mean? Smell her on your lips. Right.
On your lips. I don't think there was snogging.
Not quite the lips, but I can smell it on you. Mm. His breakup with his ex was very messy. I found out a month into us dating that he had cheated on her on a family holiday whilst she was unknowingly pregnant with his baby, which they decided not to keep.
Right, okay.
So they've gone to...
Okay, I'm understanding a bit more why they have a relationship.
Yes, because she
Because if my son...
She was going to birth...
If my son cheated on his girlfriend...
On a poor pregnant
On
girl.
A family holiday that I've probably paid for, I would... And yes. That girl was heartbroken, and it's a girl that I've known for 2 years. I would be meeting up with her and saying, you're better off without him. He's such a... He's a apologize twat, isn't
on
he?
His... What I didn't raise yes. it like this.
Because, you know, yes. some mums, you know, they really want to say goodbye to their... Yes. kids' partners, yes. you know, if they've been around, you know, she's probably been at the house every weekend for yes. 2 years. And, you know,
yes,
we as the kids
cook a lot of meals
are like, don't fucking message him. You're not saying that. Yeah. No, yeah. you can't. Yeah. But then as, you know, being the parent, I can mm-hmm. see how you may want to, you know, extend the olive branch, mm-hmm. you know, especially if my child had cheated on this mm-hmm. poor girl, I would say, oh, I'm so sorry about him, you know?
And put her through a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, and I know that she's gone through a lot. Yes. She's chose not to go ahead with the pregnancy. Yes. You know, maybe she didn't tell her own mum and she only told his mum, yes. you know. And I could see why actually the mum may feel responsible. Like, I got to see if she's okay. Yeah. I want to check in, see how she's doing.
She did birth the man who then broke her heart.
Yeah, you feel kind of responsible yeah. for her upset.
And the only mother I know who has been... dying to stay in contact with exes is my mum, who was who could not let go of my sister's ex. And this
ex,
was
ex
fucking hell. It was boyfriend number one. She's had three since.
He was everyone's favorite.
And he was everyone's favorite. And my mum just could not let him go and would she constantly text she? Him and would try and, you know, would when she'd say, oh my God, be, you know, all over him. And she my sister had him. A new boyfriend at the time. Right. So I understand that these mums,
they get attached
because he was actually the first boyfriend in the family.
Yeah.
So she really got attached.
And he was so sweet.
And he was just a lovely boy. We all miss him very
we
much.
We all miss him.
Every single one of us. You know,
he made an impact on all of us.
If he had never left.
Oh.
Well, if she had never broken up with him, wow, life would be so simple and different.
So simple.
But she had to do what she had to do, I guess. But yeah, so I've seen it firsthand, these mums getting so incredibly attached
not being
to these
able to
boyfriends
let go.
And they just cannot let go, no matter what their son or daughter says.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, we've got to remember, this is my favorite line, you know, our parents are living life for the first time too.
I know. They've not done this before either.
You know, this was the first time that their daughter had broken up with a boy.
Yeah, that they loved.
That they loved.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't mean it's not anything bad towards you. It's no. just the mum, you know, fulfilling her own needs to go and, like, see this girl and see if she's okay.
Yeah, she needs to settle her emotions too.
Yeah.
But she could have done it on a different day. Come on, Helen.
Yeah, it strikes you know. A chord with you because you're like, oh, God.
Yes.
It's hard being the new girlfriend, yes. you know. You want to make a good impression.
Right. So when I found all this out, I felt awful for his ex because obviously he cheated on her, yeah. you know, all of that.
She's been through a lot.
I felt awful for his ex and she never found out about the fact he had cheated. Brilliant.
Oh.
It also gave me a bit of distrust for his family since they were there and knew but didn't tell her. Right. So you're thinking, okay, so you're going to keep stuff from me if he ever, you know.
Yeah. Well, the family's in a difficult position there.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, if I had cheated on a boyfriend, I'd say, don't you fucking tell a soul.
Yeah. And I would expect my mum to keep my secret.
I'd look her in the eyes and go, don't fucking tell anyone.
Yeah.
Don't even, don't tell Jane. Don't tell no one.
Don't even tell your husband, my father. This is between me and you.
Don't even tell your own mother, right?
Yeah.
I'll do it a little
secret. Granny's not finding out about any of this.
Granny? I'll give her a fucking heart attack as well. Don't you dare.
And yes. I would expect my mother to keep that secret.
Yeah, and me too. So,
you can't blame the family for backing their own child.
Because at the end of the day, their loyalties will lie
with their child.
With their child. And yes,
just as you would expect your parents' family's loyalty to lie with you.
Yes. But then, like, saying that, if I had a son and I knew that he cheated on his lovely girlfriend, I'd go, Susie, come here.
This fucking little prick.
Check his fucking phone tonight. That's all I'm going to fucking say.
I found the password.
It's 1-9-6, my birth date, 1976. Yeah.
I'll get him in the kitchen. You go upstairs and get his phone.
There's something you need to find out.
Mm,
on your own.
Mm. Secret safe for me.
I need to work on my wings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because also, like, he's cheating on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So I've got this bit of distrust with the family, and my loyalty to girls, even though I didn't know her, made me consider ending things with him. Oh shit.
Wow.
So you thought, look, if you're going to cheat on your ex and not tell her, then
and she went through
I'm
all
not
that.
Sure what you're capable of. Yeah, it's true. But because he told me all this willingly and because he didn't do it to me, I felt like I should move forward, but with caution.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Good assessment.
He had never given me a reason not to trust him. Okay. We've got pictures. He also seemed very visibly upset by how he had acted and remorseful for hurting her.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Now that I've been told that his mum is still in contact with his ex, I can't help but feel really weird and unsettled. I feel slightly disrespected, as the only commonality between the ex-girlfriend and his mum is surely my boyfriend. You're saying the only thing they have in common is my boyfriend.
Mm.
Right. The fact that they meet up on the same day as I met his parents makes me feel like they were discussing me or prefer him with her. None of this feels real. Before my boyfriend, I had got myself into a very good mental place and was prioritizing myself. I don't know whether to prioritize myself and my peace again. Okay, so you're thinking, like, this is all a bit too much for me to handle right now. But I know this heartbreak would be severe, as I have never felt the way I do for him about any other guy. Do I give him another chance, as he technically hasn't done anything wrong to me, or do I protect myself from the prospect of getting hurt down the line? Oh, so you're thinking, like, I'm not sure if I can go. Okay, this is them. Happier times.
Aww.
Happier times.
Happier times, hey? In the most respectful way possible, I don't think this has got anything to do with you. I don't think the mum's relationship with the ex.
Yes.
I don't think the mum's thinking about you in this. I think she is keeping this relationship because she knows this girl's been through a lot. Like we were saying before, her son cheated on her, blah, blah, blah. I think the mum isn't keeping this relationship to spite you. I don't think she's keeping it to try and make you feel uncomfortable. I think she's more just keeping it has kept it for her own personal conscience. And I feel like she knew this girl for 2 years. She's been through a lot in recent months, and she feels a duty of care towards this girl. And I totally understand how you, being the new girlfriend, because you're living your reality, you're thinking, oh my God, but it's this new mum, and she's busy mates with her, and how am I supposed to feel about that? But I actually don't think this is about you.
And it's not how you dream meeting your mother-in-law.
It's not the goal, you know? You don't want your boyfriend's mum to have a great, to be in touch and be in comms with their ex. But I think this is a particular type of circumstance. And I do think it will lessen over time.
I was just about to say that. As time goes on, that she's going to move on. But, yeah. You know, the ex is going to move on. She's going to meet a new person, you know, who's got a new family.
Yeah.
And she's not going to be thinking about her ex-boyfriend's mother.
No.
You know, and wanting to maintain that relationship. Maybe they'll text here and there.
Happy Christmas. Happy birthday.
But it won't be like, I think because it's still fairly fresh for both of them. Like, think. She's very heartbroken. The mum is like kind of shocked by it too, you know, because it was a shock cheating scandal. But over time, they're not.
It's gonna be out.
Few and far between these meetups.
Yeah.
Because think, my mum doesn't text Lydia's ex-boyfriend anymore. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And that was fucking 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
It fizzles over time. And you know, if they did remain in contact, then then that's gonna have to be something that
is addressed,
right? Yeah,
but then you know, equally in the same breath, like if this all makes you really uncomfortable, you can get out of this. You don't have to be with this guy. You know, if this really, if you can't get past this, if it makes your blood boil and it's keeping you up at night, you don't have to be with this guy, and you can exit from this situation.
And the one thing that I want us all to do is protect our peace. And if this is affecting you, and you think like this is not for me, like I don't actually want to just get inserted into this situation at all, then get on out of there. And I support that too, because, you know, you need to put yourself first. And if you're going to start losing yourself or questioning yourself,
second guessing,
then this is not a situation for you, because he should be making you feel secure.
And I think he is.
It's just the mother.
You're just feeling a bit like, about the mum's actions.
Yeah.
But I don't think the mum's at, I don't think she's thinking about you while she's seeing.
No, because she just met you that one time.
Yeah, she's thinking about her own life, and she's known this girl for 2 years and she's,
I mean, if you can, I just focus right now on the relationship that you and Brian have got.
Me too.
Sounds like you two have, you know, really got to a strong place in terms of like, you know, he's really, you know, he's opened up to you, was emotional, shared that with you, he's vulnerable. Like, that's all good things for building like a strong connection. Like, he's been honest with you.
And the relationship with the family, that comes later.
Yes.
And it comes with time.
Time and patience.
And it's built very slowly, and you know.
Because you're not going to have what the mum's had with the ex in 2 years. You're not going to have that after
instantly.
The first meeting, right? Like, exactly. Like, that's a lot of weekends together. That's a lot of family dinners. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe forgive her for not being as overjoyed, you know, she's just said goodbye
to the other one,
to the other one, and now she's all of a sudden welcoming another one. She's probably thinking, all right, fucking steady,
chill out. Yeah, I've not got time to process.
I'm like, bloody hell, bro, that was quick.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. If it was my son,
yeah.
But
your feelings are valid, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just whether you can just focus on you and Brian for the meantime and just get through this period of, you know, until people have moved on, like the ex-girlfriend, you know, she's got a lot of healing to do herself, and she's probably, the only comfort she can probably find is with your Brian's mother. I don't know. And then obviously
you don't know what's going on in her life. She may not have that maternal figure around her,
and then the mum might be thinking, I can't say no to seeing Susan. She's gone,
she feels, you know, responsible.
My son has put her through so much, like, I'll go for a coffee, you know. You don't know what exactly. And she's not meeting up with her being like, yeah, we hate this new girl.
No, she's not. You're not on their radar, I don't think.
No, because if it was that case, like, she'd be saying nasty shit about you.
Yeah, she would.
Like, she'd be making comments to Brian. And she'd be and when she met you, she'd be really trying to make you feel shit.
Because we've seen that before.
Because we've seen that before. And, like, some of these mothers can be
very territorial.
Very, you know, and make it very clear that you're never going to live up to blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know, and then, you know, I'd be concerned.
That's a different story.
But it just seems like she's just got herself in the situation. I'm sure she's very happy that Brian has moved on and is happy, because at the end of the day, she wants her son to be happy, and if you're making her son happy, she is happy.
She's gonna love you.
Yeah,
good luck.
Gorgeous.
Should we find a quote?
Yes. Should we find a quote?
Let's find a little quotey quote.
Well, I've just got this big one. I've not read it, but should we try and read it? It's titled "Don't Take It Personally."
Brilliant. Let's go.
Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. Even when a situation seems so personal, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are projections of their own internal thoughts. Everyone has their own reality. When we take something personally, we make the assumption that they know what is in our reality. And we try to impose our reality onto theirs. When we don't take things personally, it gives us more power over our thoughts, feelings, and actions. When we don't take things personally, we recognize the individuality of others. It's are we following?
I might as well get up on the fucking podium.
Speech!
Hear, hear! Hear, hear! Parliament, speech!
I liked where that was going. It really resonated with the most recent dilemma.
It did. Should I read the final line of
it? Yeah, may as well finish it.
The truth is, I mean, there's a, shall I go on?
How long is it?
Where was I? Just felt like I was saying the same thing over and over.
We have little view, I've skipped a bit. We have little control over how others view us and relate to us. Mm-hmm. We have more control how we view ourselves and the situation and how we respond to it. Last sentence. The truth is that we tend to make assumptions and judgments about other people without knowing the full story. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, we assume about a person is wrong. What we assume about a person is wrong. That was it.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yes,
I liked
yes,
that.
Yes, me
it's
too.
A good reminder.
Hear, hear. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, you guys.
My ladies and my gentlemen.
Okay, if you would like an extra episode of the podcast every single week, we do bonus episodes every single Monday over on Patreon.
We do, indeed.
There is a whole group chat over there. Mm-hmm. You guys can talk and chat. It's an exclusive place to send your dilemmas. It is a beautiful community over there.
If you guys didn't know, you can watch this if you're listening to it audioly. We are on the YouTubes.
We are on the YouTube.
And we have just hit 70,000 subscribers on the YouTube. And we are very, we feel very impressed by that. Woo-hoo! We're very excited about that.
If you email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And you can follow, we're on TikTok, you know, obviously the YouTube.
We really are.
You know, you're on the Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Have a good week, guys. If you're in the group chat, we'll see you on Monday. Yes. If not, we'll see you back here next Wednesday. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.